Hufflepuff Harry being entered into the Tri-Wizard Tournament. Written by Lullaby Nell. Read by Opalsong. Part 18 of As Green as a Fresh Pickled Toad series. Summary. There would just be the added element of the Triwizard world in turmoil because everyone wants to know if Sirius Black is really innocent. Harry Potter says so, and Fudge is a loser. And everybody's on the lookout for Peter Pettigrew or a rat missing a toe. Anonymous asked, Hufflepuff Harry, how the house deals with Harry's name being put in the goblet? Honestly, I have no idea. For Harry's name to be put in the Goblet of Fire, Pettigrew has to escape to Voldemort. It still works if we assume that, despite Amelia Bones and Rita Skeeter throwing up the enormous scandal that is the story of the true Potter traitor, Fudge and Crouch refuse to budge, because pride and corruption. So Sirius is still a wanted criminal. There would just be the added element of the wizarding world in turmoil because everyone wants to know if Sirius Black is really innocent. Harry Potter says so, and Fudge is a loser. And everybody's on the lookout for Peter Pettigrew or a rat missing a toe. The Aurors have to deal with so many reports of rats with missing toes. So many. Everyone and their mother is frantic to report sightings of rats, and the Aurors are ready to curl up and sob. Ellie Palmsey, Auror Captain, takes one look at the pile of reports on her desk and feels a little piece of her die on the inside. She cannot listen to one more grandparent frantic because they thought they heard sounds of a rat. She looks over at her brother, Mike Palmsey, who is a grown-ass man, father of two, and Auror Captain, with an equally fearsome reputation as hers. He's looking at the stack of reports in front of him like he's about to cry. She thinks that she actually sees a tear as he looks up to meet her desperate stare. Together, silently, they immediately come to a decision. Ellie turns around to look at the junior Aurors across the room. Gwendolyn Robards suddenly changes direction to go hide in her father's office. Sophie Sloane hunches deeper into her paperwork, as though it will somehow protect her from Senior Aurors dumping more on her. Nymphadora Tonks doesn't even bother with dignity and just tries to run for it. Yeah, like that's going to save her. So, if Fudge and Crouch throw up the Triwizard Tournament as an attempt at distraction and reputation rescuing, and Bertha Jorkins still happens across Peter Pettigrew in Albania, which allows Pettigrew and Voldemort to find and free Barty, then, yeah, everything checks out. In this verse, since everything is unstable because of the Black Pettigrew scandal bubbling under Fudge and Crouch's ministry, I suppose what would happen is that people might actually believe that Harry doesn't want to be in the Triwizard Tournament. Less, Gryffindor is making a grab for Hufflepuff's glory, and more, the 14-year-old boy who lived, who has been outspoken against Fudge, is lies, has now been entered into a death tournament, and that's kind of really sketchy. Somewhere, despite both having graduated, the Summerbee sisters both pause and raise their heads. A badger cub is in danger. Joyce immediately flees her younger sister, Constance, and is like, what's happened to Potter this time? Constance, I don't know. I'm trying to reach Tamsin, but she's not picking up. Joyce. Cousin Angie isn't answering either. I'm sending Simon to go find out. Constance. Savage still does your bidding? Joyce, he does if he knows what's good for him. Since Cedric and Harry are good friends in this verse, you can totally bet that Cedric would be deeply concerned on Harry's behalf and would more strongly advocate against anyone trying to give Harry crap for being a champion. The other houses would definitely be unhappy, but the BWW's politics are too much of a mess at this point to reduce everything solely to house rivalries. Fleur Delacour and Victor Crumb exchange a confused look at a worried Cedric Diggory, once again making sure that Harry's ready for the first task. Cedric, do you have your wand? Harry, yes. Cedric, did you eat breakfast? Harry, you watched me eat breakfast. Cedric, answer the question. Harry, you hovered. I do not understand the English, Fleur says to Victor, who nods. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!